I'm Laura Pennington with a special report. I've come to Rotherham exactly a year after the town's grooming scandal was exposed to see what's changed. I want to speak to those in charge, as well as victims and survivors. We've changed all of their names to protect them. My first visit's to Elizabeth. She's invited me to her home. If you can go back 12 months, can you remember how you felt when the J report came out?
It's heartbreaking to actually see your life on TV when all these years you thought that there were nothing wrong. Obviously, I felt relieved as well. They weren't just me. I'd not done wrong.
You say over the last year you've had little support as you come to terms with what happened to you. What would you like to see change in the future?
People don't know what it is. They woke up one morning, it was a big scandal. They need agencies where children can build relationships and not be just seen as someone who's being naughty or pushing the luck.
For other survivors, though, like Jessica, it feels like people are finally listening.
There's now 3.1 million being put into a project, and our steering group have been hands-on with that, and we will be helping shape that service, so there's a lot more support out there now.
Sally Jane's daughter was exploited as a teenager. She's now campaigning for change and has already helped bring in stricter rules for taxi drivers.
To me, the police haven't learned from what happened to my daughter 7 years ago. They've lost statements and stuff like that, so it's like reliving it, apart from my daughter being sexually abused.
Do you have any faith in the police when they come to you and they do that?
No, not at all.
I've spoken to a survivor's parent who says that one of her other daughters tried to report somebody attempting to groom her online. When the officers came round, there were problems with statements, there was a lack of information, it was all a bit messy. She told me she will never have faith in South Yorkshire Police. How does that make you feel, and how would you respond to that?
First, that's not good enough. I don't obviously know about that case. What I'd be keen to do is appeal for that family to get in touch with myself. Majority of the time, we are getting it better, but there will be occasions, if you've just demonstrated that we may not. What we've got to do is make sure that doesn't happen again.
That's Chief Superintendent Jason Harwin from South Yorkshire Police. He's the District Commander for Rotherham.
Operation Clover, that is still a live investigation, has now charged 8 individuals with over 109 offences.
But people will hear that figure and think there were over 1,400 victims of this. 8 alleged offenders now in court. Those numbers don't tally up, do they?
No, well, importantly, this is a journey. We've got 155 investigations taking place throughout South Yorkshire. It's horrific for the victim to have to relive some of the things that happened in the past. And ultimately, we will be victim-driven in terms of how long it's going to take.
The council's now run by commissioners. The man in charge of children's services is Ian Thomas. He's agreed to meet me.
We currently have around 300 people accessing support. The support's there. Some people might not know what support's available, and we have a job to do, don't we, to ensure that we raise awareness of what's in place and post.
But you've had a year to do that. You've had a year to raise awareness of what support is out there. 300 out of the estimated 1,400. That's really not good enough, is it?
Well, I think it's a fair challenge, but you talk about a year on. 6 months of that, 7 months of that, you're dealing with inspection. But people respond in different ways. You know, some people will want that support now. Some people will become coming to terms with it maybe later on.
To help me see what support there is, I've been invited to one of the art therapy sessions at Swinton Lock. It's for survivors and their families.
Morning, guys. What we're doing today is we've brought some glasses and we've also got some bowls and a few candles to glitter.
One of the side effects of CSE is relationships break down, and I think spending time together as family, it builds bridges and relationships back up. And if they need support, we can find out what support they need and where they can get it from.
Another colour for like this to make it more colourful.
Oh, I've got nothing of that.
It's actually fetched us closer together coming here, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We all love it.
Coming here, I feel safe, I feel relaxed, and I've got to meet other people and now we're friends. So it has really helped us, not just me, but kids as well.
While I'm here, I'm also meeting with the whistleblower, Jane Senior, who helped expose what was really going on. She used to run the youth project Risky Business, but that was closed down.
We've not got it perfect, we've not got it right. I'm not here and going to say that Rotherham is sorted, but at least we're now on a path in the right direction.
You're now in charge of the post-abuse support here at Swinton Lock. Do you think you have enough money to do what you need to do?
We don't have enough resources. As quick as you think that you've touched the sides, I mean, we've had 5 new referrals this week. Whatever service is developed is not based on numbers. It's got to be based on need.
So have things improved over the last year? Well, based on the time I've spent here, yes, it's obvious there are a lot of things which still aren't good enough. There needs to be more support. Abusers need to be taken off these streets. And vulnerable children need to be better protected. But what has surprised me is how positive many of the survivors now feel about the future. These are women who've been through some of the most horrific abuse, but they say they're finally being believed, finally being listened to, and things finally seem to be heading in the right direction.